It has been about a week since we've checked in with the St. Clair County Health Department medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantat, who's been spending all of her days at the Emergency Operations Center that St. Clair County's established. She's online with us right now. Dr. Mercantat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Morning.
Well, how's everything going? It seems like our numbers are down. Things are pretty steady. Things seem to have been going pretty well these last several days.
You know, I think it's steady. I think that's a good word to use it. I think we're all in a holding, waiting pattern. We're waiting for the stay-at-home orders to expire. And we all know that we can't stay at home forever. I mean, I think that's obvious. But the real question is, how is this going to move? How is it going to flow out? And I just want to make a plea that for those of you who don't have to rush out and do all the things we used to do, to continue to take it easy. I mean, we want to get people back to work. We want to get people back to their doctor's offices and just to get the health care that they need. To me, that's a real urgent issue that's becoming more and more apparent. People are staying home regardless. And there needs to be a little balance with that. If you're having chest pain or you have diabetes that hasn't been checked, then we got to get people the health care they need, or we're going to have another public health crisis down the road, right? So those returning actions and doing it in a way that's steady but careful, as opposed to just the floodgates opening up and boom, we're back, and then all of a sudden we have another explosion of cases, is really my main concern at this point.
What do you say to people who don't like wearing face masks? There's been a lot of blowback in Michigan and other states about wearing face masks in stores, and as of right now, that's a requirement. What do you say to people that don't, for whatever reason, choose to wear a face mask?
Well, for whatever reason is kind of interesting, Paul. I have to ask, why wouldn't you want to protect yourself and other people? That for other reason, in my mind, only means that the person doesn't believe or acknowledge the facts of the situation, the fact of a virus being able to be transmitted when a person may not necessarily know that they're sick, and that virus, even though for most people is not going to cause great harm, for some people can be deadly. And I think it's, I don't know if we need to go hopefully to the point of legally requiring it and, you know, making sure that people are punished if they don't. I would just hope that people would want to do this out of just the goodness of their hearts, right? I know it's uncomfortable to wear a mask, but you only have to wear it when you're in the presence of other people, right? So I have to say, I think people need to get used to it. Maybe it's because it's different, but it is going to be something, I think, that we're going to be with a long time, just as far as protecting each other. A little bit like wearing seatbelts. A little different, but the idea that seatbelts save lives, they save your lives, and they save the lives of people that are driving as well. And some people still don't want to wear seatbelts. It's uncomfortable for them. But, you know, eventually people got used to it.
Yeah.
You know,
A lot of people pointing to comments that were made by the Surgeon General at the beginning of this pandemic back in early March, saying, well, we think that it's not necessary to wear face masks, or it might be more harm than good because you're spending more time touching your face. That was weeks ago, before we really knew, I think, the severity of the spread of COVID-19. And you're saying now those are old comments. We need to get used to wearing face masks.
Well, there's always, I said this before, there's always, nothing in science, actually probably nothing in life, is black and white. And the Surgeon General, we do not have absolute ironclad evidence that wearing a mask will protect you. We do know, though, it lowers your risk, and it lowers other people's risk. And we do know the extent now of the virus and how easily it can be spread. Those are things we didn't know before. And we also know that we've got to get people back to their lives. So what do you do with all that? You find things that lower risk. And one of the things that can lower your risk and other people's risk is to covering your mouth and your nose so that this, your respiratory secretions aren't going as far. And it really is a matter of, and we're probably going to change gears again. I have to say that what we're saying now, in 6 months as we know more things, it might change again. People have to understand that this is an event that we are working through in real time as it comes. And we have to make decisions on the best information that we have. So at the beginning, we thought, not a lot of evidence for masks. We're not really sure if it makes a difference. And now we're saying, I think, pretty sure it makes a difference. And it's just common sense that if we think it's going to help, we should probably do it, especially if the harm is so minimal. I mean, really, what is the harm of wearing a mask? There might be a few people out there that have a hard time breathing or are claustrophobic. I get that. But for the majority of people, it's really not doing you any harm. So that's where I'm coming from.
And a mask doesn't necessarily have to be, and I don't want to just spend all of our time talking about masks, but it can be any material that covers your nose and mouth. I think people get hung up on this having to spend $30 on a new face mask, and it really can be any kind of covering material, right?
A T-shirt mask, a bandana. I think that was also where some of the mask discussions came from, is at the beginning we were so very worried about PPE. And having enough PPE for our healthcare workers, I mean, that concern's not completely gone, but we've had some time now to really get caught up with that and ramp up productions, and the concern isn't as extreme. We still don't want people taking the N95s and wearing those. We want those to stay in the hands of our first responders and the people who are, you know, directly interacting with sick people. But, yeah, a mask does not have to be a special thing. It can just be a piece of cloth tied around your head. In fact, sometimes those are way more comfortable than the other ones.
What are some of the other misconceptions out there, Annette, that you want to make sure that people are clear on as we continue to move through this period?
Well, you know, it seems like the longer we sit around and share ideas and stare at social media, the more the issues of conspiracy theories and grand schemes and hoaxes keep coming up. I do want to emphasize that this virus is very real. It causes real harm. It is contagious, and we don't have the immune response that we need yet. I know that people talk a lot about herd immunity. And I do think that is eventually going to be something that's going to be very helpful to us. But herd immunity is not going to occur until we have a fairly substantial amount of infection that's spread through our community. And we're not there yet. So I'm going to go back to the idea that this isn't over. We've started this process. We have a lot to be proud of. The fact that we were able to put a lid on this, and that we have this, like as you said earlier, steady state, a trickling of new cases every day. It's not gone, but we have really been able to do a great job in slowing this down so that science and medicine can catch up with what we need to do. But people still need to take it seriously and not assume that because the big disaster didn't happen to you and to our community, that we're somehow immune to it if we let our guard down.
There you go. Can't let our guard down. We got to keep battling this thing. Annette, we always appreciate you joining us. Keep up the good work. And should we put in a plug for your Facebook Live tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We're going to definitely keep doing that. There's obviously always questions, always lots of questions about data. And we are going to do Facebook Lives every Thursday. Is it 3:30? I think it's at 3:30. And please tune in and send your questions in. We really do want to understand what's bugging you and how we can help, how we can move things forward for everybody. So thanks for plugging that. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for all you do.
All right.
Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Dr. Annette Mercanton, St. Clair County's medical health officer, on the latest COVID-19 information.